أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly explained that how the Quran has been revealed to warn those who have taken unto Allah Azza wa Jal a son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the seriousness of this utterance of theirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it seems as if he will destroy himself out of concern, out of worry, out of grief for those who do not accept the Quran as the message of Allah. Allah spoke of the earth and the reality of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on earth and created within the earth. Allah has referred to all these things that exist on earth as an adornment and beautification for the dunya. We move on to the response given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the first question that was asked by those men who traveled to Madinatul Munawwara to meet the Jews in order to present certain questions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spoke of the reason of revelation of Surah Al-Kahf. And the first question that they told the Quraysh to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was regarding those young men who fled from their people and their community. What had become of them? And that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should relate their story to them. And the Jewish rabbis said to the Quraysh that if he is able to relate their story and their incident to you, then he is a prophet of Allah. And we spoke of how revelation was withheld from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a period of 15 days because he did not say to them, insha'Allah, when they asked him for the responses of these questions. So the first question was regarding the Ashab al-Kahf. Now, we hear the story of Ashab al-Kahf, the companions of al-Kahf and the companions of al-Raqim. They are given two titles, Ashab al-Kahf and Ashab al-Raqim. Allah says, Am Hasid, do you think, Anna Ashab al-Kahf, that the companions of al-Kahf, the cave, and the companions of al-Raqim, do you think, Kanu min ayatina ajaba, that they were something strange and wonderful from our signs? Of course, everyone is amazed when you hear the story of these young men. Who were they? What was the background that led to them fleeing from their community and residing in this cave where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to sleep? There are many questions around them and many questions related to the geographical location, where the cave is, in which era did they exist, when did this happen, how many were they in number, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us those details. And as a principle when it comes to the Quran that we should always remind ourselves of, أَبْهِمُوا مَا أَبْهَمَهُ اللَّهُ. Scholars says, keep as concealed what Allah has left concealed. What Allah has left concealed, what Allah has not exposed, the details of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given, keep it hidden. If Allah wanted you to know the details, their names, the exact geographical location, when they had existed, if it was of relevance and importance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have indeed informed us of those details, but Allah has not done so, and we find that with most of the incidents and stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has related in the Quran, apart from, of course, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, that has been explained in details. Nevertheless, we will discuss some of those details regarding them as per the books of tafsir. Firstly, Allah calls them Ashab al-Kahf, the companions of al-Kahf. Now, there's a difference between Arabic. There are two words that we use for cave. One is Al-Kahf and one is Ghar. kahfun and ghar. So for example, when you go to Makkah to Mukarrama, you might visit ghar Hira. Ghar Hira. It's not called kahf Hira. Ghar Hira, we know, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the first revelation. That's called ghar. Then there's also ghar al-thawr. Ghar al-thawr, the famous cave, today it's found in Makkah al-Mukarrama, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr had remained for 3 full days while proceeding towards Medina to Munawwara on the migration. So those are called ghar. And here, this is called kahf. Ghar refers to a little small cave. The small cave that you have. And when you see these caves, Ghar Hira and Ghar Thawr in Makkah al-Mukarramah, you find that they are indeed little small spaces that are found within mountains. And the mountains in which they are found are not even too huge and not too big. So that is called a Ghar. So they did not enter into a small little cave. Allah says they entered into a Kahf. Kahf is a huge cave that's found in a really huge mountain. That is Al-Kahf. So it's really huge, it can accommodate many people, and the mountain in which it's found is also quite huge and quite big. So that's the first aspect. So we understand that they did not enter into a small little space, but it was indeed a huge cave that they had taken refuge in. Secondly, Allah has referred to them as Ar-Raqim. Ashab Al-Kahf and Ar-Raqim. What does Ar-Raqim mean? Now, Ar-Raqim, the literal meaning of Ar-Raqim is that which is written down, something that is inscribed. So Allah has called them the people of Al-Kahf, the people of the cave, and the people of the inscription. Now why were they given this title? And does Ashab Al-Kahf, the title Al-Kahf and Ar-Raqim, does it refer to the same group of youngsters? Or is Allah referring to 2 separate groups? So firstly, why were they called? If it is referring to the people of Kahf, the same youngsters, why would they call Ar-Raqim, which means something written down? Because according to some Mufassirin, their names were inscribed on a tablet. And their names were written on a tablet by the king of the time, and it was placed outside the caves. So that's why they called the companions of Ar-Raqim, the inscriptions. According to others, Ar-Raqim is the area and the place in which this incident had taken place. According to others, Ar-Raqim refers to the valley in which the mountain was found. So there are different interpretations with regard to the meaning of Ar-Raqim. There are, however, others who maintain the view that Ar-Raqim refers to a separate group of people. Ashab al-Kahf, the companions of al-Kahf, refers to those youngsters who went into the cave, while Ashab al-Raqim refers to another group of 3 individuals who also entered the cave in the time of Banu Israel. And their incident, we might have heard it, that as they were in the cave, there was this huge boulder and rock that had fallen at the mouth of the cave and blocked the entrance of the cave, and each one of them mentioned a good deed before Allah Azza wa Jal. And as they mentioned the good deed, the rock moved open as they were mentioning these deeds, until eventually the entire rock moved away from the entrance of the cave, and they were allowed to exit from there. However, majority maintained the view that Ashab al-Kahf wa al-Raqim, these 2 titles refer to the same group of youngsters. Secondly, where is the Kahf, this cave? Now you find many countries around the world claiming, even China. When you go to China, they'll tell you that they have the cave of the sleepers. Okay? So there is a whole lot of discussions related to the cave. And we cannot say conclusively where the cave exists. Amongst the Sahaba also, there were differences of opinion. Amongst the later scholars, there are differences of opinion. Some claim it is in Rome. Others claim it is in Spain. Others say it is found close to Palestine. Others maintain the view that it is found in the land of Asham, Syria. So there are many views with regards to the exact location of the Kahf, the cave. And many a times you find that people are using certain locations and are claiming that certain caves are indeed the cave of the sleepers for monetary reasons. and to promote and to boost tourism in that region or in that area. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not informed us of the exact location of the Kahf. Had it been of any importance and relevance, he would have mentioned that to us. These youngsters, the background as to why they had fled from their community and who they were, will inshallah be discussed in our next lesson. May Allah grant us the understanding.